Hello, I'm Sean McEninch, and this is the first episode of Neurocriminology. On this episode of Neurocriminology, we will be talking about how neuroscience affects criminology and law in general. With this broadcast, we will be talking with a guest speaker, and I will give facts and ask some questions. Maybe we can figure all this out. Neuroscience explains that many things in the brain happen for a reason, but also that within them reasons, there are some mistakes, like with tumors appearing in the brain causing pedophilia. Now, how we link that to criminology? Criminology is the study of looking for the reason that someone does something wrong. We can connect this with neuroscience by linking the two in figuring out what something is what is wrong with both topics. Criminology proves that if a criminal does something wrong, they have a brain reaction. In neuroscience, it proves that that brain reaction is caused from something else. So now that you know some background about criminology and neuroscience, I'm going to interview a guest, Merrick Saunders, and ask him his opinion on the topic. So, Merrick, are you associated in any way with criminology and or neuroscience?
No.
Do you know about criminology's effect on neuroscience and neuroscience's effect on criminology?
Not that much. I know for a lie detector test, it measures like the heart rate and how different, I think it's like a MRI, I think it like measures the brain waves in certain points in the brain and certain ways that your body reacts if you're lying or if you're doing something wrong.
Okay, so let me give you some background information on what we learned in our science and society class. In science and society, we were looking at two different topics of men who formed pedophilic thoughts and did pedophilic actions. One where the man had a brain tumor, and that caused him to gain pedophilic thoughts and actions, and he acted them out against his stepdaughter. The other man, at a certain point, well, he had brain surgery, and that made him do pedophilic actions, where he downloaded a bunch of pornographic images on his computer. Do you think these men should be tried as being insane, or should be tried as being normal criminals?
I think it depends on the surgery and what doctors would think, since the guy had a brain tumor, and clearly that has an effect on it, depending on what the tumor was, how it was affecting him. He should get the help that he needs, but also he should be accounted for what he did. So depending on I don't know like the specifics of it, but you should be helped for the tumor and also, you know, make sure taking account of all other factors. For the guy who had the brain surgery, for that, I would say close to the same thing. This is more the doctor, though, that you need to look at. To see how the brain surgery would affect him, and if he isn't being monitored well, then some of that would fall on the doctor. But for the both of them, I think they should be held accountable for their actions and get the help that they need.
Okay, thank you for your answer on that topic. A scientist by the name of Adrian Rain did a study that looked at the brains of mass criminals, and serial killers to see if there is a, we'll see what their brains were actually sending them information with. He found out that in many murderers, the prefrontal cortex of their brain was damaged. Merrick, what is your opinions on this topic?
Well, if there's a part of the brain that's controlling your thoughts and feelings and it's damaged, then that will clearly cause problems. So I think the main thing is losing track of these things and get them the help that they need, especially if it's causing problems. Still, they should be accounted for what they've done, if they do anything. But other than that, it should really fall on doctors and that know really how these minds work and how they function to help out these people. Because if they can comprehend how to feel or think, then how are they going to be able to function? This is why it's some of the blame has to fall on the people taking care of them.
Okay, thank you for your time. And this has been Sean McEninch with Neurocriminology, signing off.